Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Heather. May I please have your zip code so I can locate your account?
32566.
And first and last name?
Margaret Coleman.
And can you verify your address for me as well, Mrs. Coleman?
8360 Toledo Street, Navarre, Florida. What are you billing me for?
I'm sorry, you said what, ma'am?
What are you billing me for?
I'm about to discuss the charges on the account here with you. So it looks like on March 4th, you had paid shipping and handling for a 14-day trial of the Pure Smart Watch and the Pure Mini Pods. I show that you had called in about the charges. You had spoken to an agent. They issued you a partial refund on the charge. Actually, they issued you a full refund on the charges. The account was canceled.
No, they did not. No, no.
I show that the refund was issued as of the 21st.
Wait a minute.
And it takes five to seven business days for the refund to go back into the account.
Well, yeah, I see both of them are back in there now. But what did I buy again? Tell me that. I filled out a survey. Well, I tell you, the watch doesn't work because it doesn't have a charger with it. And I didn't know where to send it back to.
Okay, did you try to call us so we can send you the proper stuff for you to return
it? I didn't have your phone number.
Okay.
I didn't have your phone number. I didn't have anything from you.
Okay.
It just came in.
Well, we
do provide
it on the confirmation email as well as on the website when you place your order. But you have been refunded and the products, I assume you decided you're going to keep. We'd like you to return them, but if you don't want to return them.
Well, I'd like to return them, and I'd like a refund on them.
You already
issued
a refund, ma'am.
You issued me a refund. Now you're charging me again.
No, ma'am. We don't charge you again after we issue a refund. We issued a refund.
Right here. Right here it says, you charged me before on it. I called about it. And on the 22nd, I got both a $59.95 refunds. Now, up here on the top, the 22nd, you are billing me again for them both.
Okay, so just to explain to you how refunds work on pending charges, ma'am, you had a pending charge from us. You called in that day that we billed you. The charge was still pending in your account. We issue a refund, but no refund that we issue is going to come back the same day or the next day. It takes 5 to 7 business days. So the charge that you're seeing that you're thinking we recharged you is the pending charge on the account finally going through. You still have to wait for the refund. It has not been refunded yet. It takes 5 to 7 business days to receive the refund. So you're just seeing the pending charge finally settling in your account.
What you're doing here, what you have done already is down here. I'll explain it to you again.
Okay.
Down here somewhere on the first of the month, you charged me
$59.95. Yes, ma'am.
I'll look at it right down if I can get my account. It's $59.95 is what you charged me.
Yes, ma'am. $59.95 for the ear pods and another $59.95 for the watch.
Right. Then you...
That was on the 19th of March.
On the 19th of March.
That's when we billed you.
No, wait a minute. I wouldn't have called you if it was... Hold on just a minute. I got to go back to the first of the month.
Because on your account, we billed you on the 4th of the month, on March 4th for shipping and handling of $5.95. And then on March 19th, when your trial ended, we billed you for the watch and the ear pods at $59.95 apiece. So there are no charges from us on the 1st of the month, as we didn't even have an account with you until the 4th. But your account's been refunded, ma'am. So what is it really that I can do for you? I can provide you an address to return the product. That would be awesome. But outside of that, that refund would go back in your account in 5 to 7 business days. Did you want the address to return the product?
Give me an address to return the products.
Yes, ma'am. So let me know when you're ready to write down the address.
I'm ready right now.
It's 11551 East 45th Avenue. That's going to be Unit C in Denver, Colorado. And then the zip code for that is 80239.
80239?
80239.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And then when you get the merchandise back, then you'll send the refund. Is that the way it works?
No, ma'am. We've already processed the refund. It takes 5 to 7 business days. You have to wait for the refund. And then send the product back in its original packaging with all the parts.
All the parts, it was...
All the parts that you had with it when you got it.
Well, I can do that. I've still got the boxes.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, do that. And then, like I had stated, you'll receive those refunds in 5 to 7 business days, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, thank you. Thank you for contacting customer service.
Wait,
yes, ma'am.
Wait,
yes, ma'am.
Wait. What is the name of the company? Don't just want to send it back to an address.
Yes, ma'am. You would put Pure on the name for the company. P-U-R-E.
That's it?
Yes, ma'am.
What are all these other names you got here? Like Smart Life Products.
Those are the manufacturers that make the products, but the company that actually sells the products is called Pure. So Smart Life and Top Lifestyle, they make the products for Pure.
Okay, I'll send it
ma'am.
To Pure then.
All right, sounds good. Well, I do want to thank you then for contacting customer service, and you have a great night. All right, bye-bye.